John Wehner, he's joining us on the Fan Morning Show. John Wehner brought to you in part by Gutter Helmet. Say goodbye to gutter cleaning forever. Gutter Helmet by Lednar Home Solutions, 888-5-HELMET. Wehner, how's it going, man? How you doing?
You know, I'm doing good. I'm just losing my mind a little bit here. I'm like, you know, my alarm went off. I just went and got a coffee. I'm looking around. I'm like, I don't have to be at the park for a while. Well, why did I set my alarm? I was like, what? What's the phone's ringing? I'm looking. I'm like, who's calling me?
You forgot you had your appearance today, and your appearance is brought to you by Allegiant Federal Credit Union. Shape your future. Visit AllegiantFCU.org. Wehner, we are going to talk about the Pirates' win yesterday. We are going to talk about where the Pirates are in the season and what they need to do. But do you know what anniversary is today in Pirates history?
Today's anniversary, it's June 26th. For some stupid reason, I know it's Jason Kendall's birthday. June 26th, I have no idea.
23-year anniversary whenever Lloyd McClendon got tossed and picked up the first base and carries it back to the dugout. You were on that team, right?
I was on that team. That was about a month before I got released for good. But that was a treat. That was something else. And, you know, he's mad. And I was in the dugout during all that and with other players. It was hard not to laugh. And you don't want to – I mean, it kind of looks bad if you're laughing at your manager going crazy. But – That was one of the funniest things I've ever seen on a baseball field.
I was like 13 years old, and I remember that clear as day. I was like, what is going on? I couldn't imagine being a player and looking at my teammates and being like, do we laugh or do we hold it in? That'd be tough.
We were trying to hold it in, you know, some better than others. I mean, and I've seen some great tirades, especially from Jim Leland, but nothing like that. That was one of the best of all time. I'm pretty sure they still have that base floating around at the ballpark.
John, Brian Reynolds, 22-game hit streak. I mean, he's just been unbelievable. And I think I asked you last week, like, what is that? Is that seeing the ball? Is that feeling comfortable being in sync with yourself? But, you know, he's really been the reason why, you know, the Pirates win games like they did last night. Just been unbelievable. And I think that streak is going to last. I think he continues that today. I think the last person to do that was Jason Kendall, and like you said, today was his birthday. But Brian Reynolds, unbelievable, isn't he?
He really is. And, you know, and thank goodness for him because, you know, we're still just kind of treading water here, you know, right in the middle of this division, not gaining any ground on the Brewers, in fact, losing some ground to the Cardinals. And he's a big part of the reason, and the pitching again continues to do their end of the deal and keep the Pirates in the games for the most part. But offensively, it's been fun to watch. I think it was his second at bat against Hunter Green. I'm sitting there thinking he had such a good first at bat, got the hang and breaking ball, hit the ball out of the ballpark. His second at bat, you got a guy throwing 99 miles an hour. He's throwing them splits. He's throwing them sliders. He's not even flinching. You know, that goes to tell you how locked in a guy is when, you know, sometimes you'll see the check swings and everything else like that, or a guy might chase something or swing at it. But there were some borderline pitches that were actually hittable pitches that he just didn't want them. It's like he's to the point now where he's not swinging until it's a not only a strike but a certain strike in a certain area, and that's when you know that just everything just is slowing down for you up there, and when you're in these zones, you're like, oh, hitting's easy, you know, and you wonder like what makes it stop. Luckily, it's been able to go here for almost the entire month, but at some point in time, you know, you go back to struggling. But I hope you're right, Dor, that he can go and, you know, continue on. But it's not easy. Hitting is not easy, but he's making it look easy now.
John, on the other side is Pat Bostic. Jack Sawinski is not playing well. What, if anything, can he do? Is AAA essential for him at this point, and how long do you think that lasts?
He's the big question mark for me. There's certain guys you can go up there and you could see something and say, oh, he needs to do this or makes this adjustment, that adjustment. I look at Jack and I scratch my head. It's so bizarre to me. You know, this is a guy, I'm pretty sure Ralph Kiner is the only Pirate that hit more home runs than Jack Sawinski in their first 2 years with the Pirates. I mean, that's how much power this guy has and how much impact he can make. And yet there's so much swing and miss. There's so much confusion there for me as far as, you know, I don't see anything that sticks out glaringly as far as mechanical. I know he's gone down to AAA before and he's been able to hit down there, but I think that the divide between AAA and the big leagues is maybe larger than ever. I think the pitching's that watered down there. But it's hard to keep throwing him into lineup. It's just hard. There's got to be a solution as far as the offense and figuring out ways to get guys in there that can do more. It's like every night it seems like we have a guy in there with a batting average under 200 and, you know, an OPS under 600. And, you know, we're halfway through the season now. And I don't know what other options are out there. I know a lot of teams are looking for offense throughout the league. I don't know how difficult it is to get an upgrade. But this is a hard time to figure it out when you're struggling. And I know he played a lot over the weekend, first day here in Cincy. And yeah, when you're struggling, like I said, how easy it is for Brian Reynolds right now. When it's hard to hit, it's a big league level. Like when you're not feeling right at the plate and your timing's not there, and you can't, you're swinging through fastballs down the middle. Yeah, this is a hard place to figure it out. It's not going to happen in the cage. So maybe he needs to get out there and get a bigger bulk of at bats in AAA. Just to feel the bat hit the ball more often.
John, what do you got today? You got TV or do you got radio?
TV again today. TV to go. Hoping we're not going to have trouble with the weather. There's a little weather rolling through here today.
All right. Well, we'll be watching you. Thanks for joining the show. Talk to you next week.
You guys doing a great job, by the way. I appreciate it. I just sit here and I listen to you guys, both of you, the former athletes, the Pitt guys. You guys sound like announcers.
Well, appreciate that, John.
I mean, it's like I babble all over the place, and you guys read promos, and I'm like, holy smokes, listen to these guys. They're such pros.
Fake it till you make it, John.
Yeah, exactly.
Good job, fellas.
Thank you, John. Appreciate that. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, see you.
He's a man.
He's such a good dude. I've seen him up at Chartiers a bunch. He's just such a good guy.
Is he a good golfer?
He's a good player. Yeah, the guy that we gave a little bit of a hard time to, Tommy Myers, is they're boys, and Tommy was a great baseball player, and he brings Wainer up there a bunch, and Skip's up there, Jim Leland's up there, so it's like a reunion.
Yeah,
Lanny Fratelli's there.
Yeah,
so it's fun. A lot of greatness.